Hello, everybody. I've been looking through our garage and looking through the various clutter that we've got around our house, and some of it is very precious to me, so I'm not going to get rid of that. But there have been some things that I have decided to part with because I no longer want them either cluttered in the garage or I've maybe. I don't need them anymore. Now we're going to be selling these little items. But I think we all do that. We all have a spring clean. I tend to do mine in the autumn when we've maybe used things during the summer. But one of the things that I got rid of, I decided to part with, not in its entirety, but mostly, was some golf clubs and an old golf caddy. My father was very passionate that I should learn golf, and he tried, bless him, for many years to say, "Come on, Ruth, I'll take you around the golf course. We'll do a 9-hole one. That's not very far." But you know, I found golf to be the most boring pastime I have ever encountered. To stand there and watch a little white ball, just follow it and hit it. I'm afraid it didn't do a thing for me. But I held on to these golf clubs thinking, well, never mind, I might do. But I never did do. So I've asked my girls, and no, they didn't want it. So I'm afraid they've actually parted from our household. And sometimes we're like that. We take up a new hobby, we take it up, and we're really enthusiastic, think, oh, this is going to really work well. And then we lose interest. We get a bit fed up with things. I think that's true about our faith sometimes. We can be very, very enthusiastic at the beginning. Maybe when we're a new Christian, or we've just got baptized, or we just feel as though we're on a really good path with God, and then all of a sudden we hit a stumbling block. It soon fades, that commitment and that enthusiasm. And just like the hobby of golfing for me, we just lose interest and it just falls by the wayside. And that is true, I think, of many people who are committed to Christ. We do start off really strong, but sometimes we face challenges and we go through then the motions of our faith when it just becomes a habit, it becomes a ritual, and the meaning has really isn't as intense as it was, and we just seem to be going nowhere. I think this scenario can be true of any of us if we're truthful, if we're honest. We may think that we're just as committed as we used to be, but in reality, our faith that shone very bright at one time is dimming. And we're not alone in that. The followers of Jesus had a disciple, particularly that had the skill of encouraging people to sustain them, and that's Barnabas. Barnabas the encourager. Barnabas was known for just getting alongside people and encouraging them when they were feeling weary and when their faith was just being a bit frazzled. The initial act of committing to something, committing to our faith, is easy. We just say yes. But in our faith, we have promises. And when we become members, we say our promises. When we become elders, we renew those promises. And when I became a minister, I again renewed my promise. But when it's the cost of discipleship, whenever other things take priority, and that can be through another organisation, a hobby, it could be just watching television. That level of commitment to God, that level of commitment to Christ, then is suddenly narrowed. It becomes shorter. It becomes less deep. And that is when the real test comes. One of the TV shows that I quite like to watch I don't watch very often now, but I used to. It was when Magnus Magnusson started Mastermind, and he used to say, "I've started, so I'll finish." And I think that's what faith is all about. We start our faith at whatever age, in whatever our circumstances, and we finish it. Why? Because we are passionate and enthusiastic about the God who loves us, about the God who gives us hope, about the God who never gives up on us, whose commitment to us is passionate and real. So, yes, God has started and God will finish it. But we also have to have a commitment. We have to recognize that our commitment to our faith is not something that we can discard, just like I've just discarded my golf clubs. Faith is not a hobby. Faith is a commitment to the God who has given us hope, who has raised us up and given us strength when we felt weary. Our commitment is to a God who came to earth as Jesus Christ, who walked this earth as we do, who felt the wind on his face and back, who laughed and cried with his friends and disciples, and a God who never gave up on us. Yes, God has started and God will continue to finish. And so we also have to have that same commitment. We've started, so we will finish. We will not discard you, God, like we've discarded many other things. But we do pray that we will always move forward and never slip back. And that by your grace, you will equip us and enthuse us so we may faithfully walk the way of Christ and finish what we have started. I hope you have a good week, friends, and keep safe. God bless. Bye.